Undeterred, I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. An assurance from the G7 leaders, including President Biden, to the leader of Ukraine as Russia steps up its attacks.
President Biden and other G7 leaders met virtually with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky amid new missile strikes launched by Russia. A statement from the G7 says the group will continue to provide financial, humanitarian, military, diplomatic, and legal support to Ukraine. Any just peace, the statement says, must respect the UN Charter's protection of territorial integrity, safeguard Ukraine's ability to defend itself, and ensure Ukraine's recovery and reconstruction, including potentially with funds from Russia, and accountability for Russian crimes committed during the war. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Russia claims it launched the attacks in retaliation for a weekend explosion that damaged a bridge between Russia and the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow annexed in 2014. Get a COVID booster by Halloween to have the best protection over the holidays. That advice from White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, who says they're monitoring new COVID variants closely.
What happens in the weeks and months ahead will have a large impact on how the winter goes. And really what happens in this winter is largely up to us as the American people.
The CDC says only about 11.5 million Americans have gotten the newest COVID booster. Jha also criticized Congress, which refused the White House's $22 billion request for virus response, saying that's kept the U.S. from building a stockpile of tests to use in the event of a new winter surge. The Justice Department has asked the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's bid to again empower an independent arbiter to go through classified records taken from Trump's Florida home. On Wall Street, the Dow added 36, the Nasdaq lost 115. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Allentown, Pennsylvania officials are investigating a carbon monoxide leak at a daycare that sent dozens of kids to hospitals.
Allentown Mayor Matt Turk says all of the children have been stabilized. The initial call was for an unconscious child once unsafe air readings were taken.
They did triage in the parking lot, immediately called in partners from neighboring communities to make sure that we got everybody to hospitals.
The Happy Smiles Learning Center, Mayor Turk says, is now closed.
There's a number of permits that, or a number of inspections that they're going to have to pass prior to reopening.
He urged parents to check their kids' daycares to ensure they have hazard detectors and they're all in working order. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Comedians Eric Andre and Clayton English are filing suit over a program at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport they say violates the constitutional rights of airline passengers, especially black passengers, through what they say is racial profiling. Lawyers for the men claim the comedians were profiled and stopped by Clayton County Police, saying they were singled out by officers during separate stops about 6 months apart because they're black and grilled about drugs. A date has been set for the coronation of King Charles III.
The ceremony for the coronation of King Charles III is set for May 6th next year. An official statement from Buckingham Palace says it will take place at Westminster Abbey in London, where it has been done for the last 900 years. The coronation will be conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The ceremony usually happens several months after a king or queen takes the throne to allow for a period of royal mourning, as well as time to organize and prepare the coronation. coronation. Buckingham Palace says the crowning of Camilla, queen consort, will also happen during the ceremony.
Fox's Tanjay Powers. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.